January 28th, 1986, 11:38 a.m.
Good morning. I'm Ken Shocknick, and Space Shuttle Challenger is just a few seconds away from blasting off from the Kennedy Space Center near Cape Canaveral, Florida. Let's take a look right now. Challenger finally getting ready to leave KSC. The voice of launch control, Hugh Harris of NASA.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff.
Solid rocket boosters kicking in.
The space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Altitude 4.3 nautical miles, downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
This shuttle mission will launch, my God.
1 minute 15.
There's been an explosion.
Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles. A report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
8:40, and we hear from launch control the vehicle has exploded. That's the orbiter itself. The shuttle Challenger has exploded.
September 19th, 1997. I'm a kindergartner at Challenger Elementary School, Issaquah, Washington. Leap Lizards, Let's Get Out of Here, played through the classroom sound system while we small gardeners, that is kindergartners, danced and rehearsed our choreographed movements for the upcoming assembly we were to participate in. Each child was assigned a different animal. We danced to a song entitled Leap and Lizards and dressed up in different animal costumes. When our corresponding animal played in the song, apparently the song was about all sorts of farm animals, we were to come forward and act out our preconceived performance. I was assigned to be the cow. When my animal played in the song, I acted out some sort of exaggerated moo, a small 5-second solo that was relatively unimportant, but that is why it is important. Sometimes the smallest things we do are the most revealing. Part of my being the cow was making a cow costume. My mother and I fabricated my costume by taking a white shirt and white pants. Using safety pins, we attached black felt circles to the shirt and pants. The end result was a black spotted white cow costume. With my costume made and my parts rehearsed, it was time for the performance. I was dropped off at my classroom on the night of the performance, the meeting location for the performers, with my costume in my backpack, eagerly anticipating the opportunity to perform for my parents. If I remember correctly, I was too embarrassed to wear a cow costume on a day that wasn't Halloween, including Halloween for that matter. So due to my embarrassment, I subsequently had to retreat to the bathroom and change. I was in a time crunch, and I had to join the rest of the students so I would not miss the performance. So hurriedly, I ran to the bathroom, closed the door, and I stripped down to my blue race car boxers, and put on my cow shirt and pants. But somehow, in the process of getting dressed, I thought that trying to put on my skinny white cow pants over my bulky sneakers was a good idea. This led to my pants getting stuck over my shoes. I desperately tried to pull my pants on. I pulled and tugged on my pants, but no matter how hard I tried, I could not get them over my shoes. I panicked. I yelled for help. There was no answer. I was alone. I was going to miss the performance. I just now realize how funny this would be to stumble upon. A small child, with such a minuscule and easily fixable problem, panicking as if the world were on the verge of ending. But as a small child, this was the end of the world. I could not let my parents down. They were sitting in the audience, awaiting my stellar performance. I sat on the floor of the bathroom, crying, heart beating, just hoping that somehow my pants would somehow get over my shoes. At long last, my pants finally slid over my shoes. My costume was on, and I would make it to my performance. December 5th, 2014, Provo, Utah, Brigham Young University. This story isn't about me learning that putting pants on over your shoes is a bad idea, or that the floor of a kindergarten bathroom is gross, or that cows aren't male. It's a story about my first experience with terror. The thought that bad stuff could still happen, even if you were seemingly doing everything right. That bad stuff could happen, even if you didn't expect it. Even if I didn't realize it, it was the first time that I felt for those travelers on the Space Shuttle Challenger. Excited for space, the chance to explore the beyond, the chance to gaze at the Earth from a godly perspective. And then suddenly having all of that literally blown up in an instant. I have grown up since then, and I definitely do not put on my pants while wearing shoes, and I realize that comparing human lives with a small child's incident is ridiculous, but honestly, Sometimes I still yell for help. Sometimes bad stuff happens, and I don't know why. I am grown up, and I learn to accept the bad stuff that happens, but in the end, I am still on the floor of that bathroom, with my pants stuck over my shoes.